Volunteer firefighters around the country have been working hard to keep communities safe during the recent bushfire season. In Victoria, more than 23,000 Country Fire Authority volunteers have turned out to fight fires since early January. To celebrate their hard work, the CFA State Championships are held in March every year. I spoke with CFA Captain Mel Nicholson to find out what the event is all about.
The CFA State Championships will return to the Western Victorian town of Stawell this month for the first time in 20 years. Stawell, which sits at the base of the Grampians National Park, will see 900 competitors attend over two weekends in March, bringing much-needed tourism to the fire-affected region. The first CFA Championship was held in Melbourne in 1874. Held annually ever since, there have only ever been three things which have stopped the championships from going ahead, these being the First and Second World Wars and the COVID-19 pandemic. This isn't an event which gets cancelled lightly. Captain of the Stawell Fire Brigade and CFA Championship Committee Chair Mel Nicholson is overseeing the event this year. Mr. Nicholson says that while this fire season has been a bit quieter for his brigade, the past 2 years have been really challenging.
Just flat out, yeah. When the Grampians were alight, I think we ran 17 strike teams out of our group area, supported other brigades along the mountain, and then the year. So we sort of had two fires in the same year because Pomona and Dadsworth were late in the season, and then the year before, and then we had the Grampians in that Christmas period. So, yeah, one sort of job rolled onto the other.
The CFA says by mid-February, 43,000 hectares of land had been burnt in Victoria over the summer. In response, 23,000 CFA volunteers have turned out to attend fires since early January. These volunteers often balance work, life and family alongside their commitment to the CFA. This is where the championships come in. They're an opportunity for volunteers to blow off some steam at the end of a troublesome fire season and connect back with their community. It's also an opportunity to brush up on some old-fashioned firefighting skills.
You do hose couplings and you run the traditional old carts like they used to use back many years ago. Lots of competition between numbers of people in each team that sink a hydrant and couple hoses and then squirt water onto the target. As well as there's what we call dry vent, which is where they've got a couple and uncouple hoses, and that'll be a one or two man job. So they'll be laid out on a track in a sequence. If you're to join your hoses and your couplings in a sequence, that's timed.
Held at Stawell's North Park Reserve, the championships are split across two weekends, with separate categories for juniors, urban and regional firefighters. But the championships aren't just games. It's also a training ground for the values which the CFA is known and admired for: teamwork, discipline and grit. Up for grabs are trophies and bragging rights, so naturally some healthy rivalries have formed, particularly amongst the seniors.
When you get down around, that Melton Roy's got a really strong team, so some of those brigades that are closer to Melbourne, they get pretty serious about it, yeah. These guys will start training probably 6 months out from the state championships.
Wow.
They'll probably train twice a week on their track, on their home track.
Since January 7, the CFA have reported receiving over 2,500 expressions of interest from prospective volunteers. The CFA championships are as much about honouring times and traditions past as they are about engaging the current and emerging generations of volunteer firefighters.
It's a really good team building exercise, and it's good to get your juniors involved so you can start your junior running before they can come through into senior brigade. So a lot of the junior kids that do the running will come through and turn up to be firefighters when they turn 16. And they've got a really good background of, teamwork, discipline, and they build up a really good network with other teams throughout the state.
CFA Captain Mel Nicholson there speaking to The Wire.